WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Chat, it's a Thursday. And if you want to go back in the time machine, it's not a Wednesday. But if you want to go back in the time machine... We're covering Impact Wrestling tonight. Lindsay's got to go do the full report. Brother, 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 brother.
Sister.
Sister, brother. There, there, there. No, we're not covering Impact tonight. I'm watching TNA Impact. You should too on AMC. AMC Plus or TNA Impact Plus. Worldwide or something like that. Been an interesting show. We're going to talk about it as we go. Get some reactions. AJ's been there. All that fun stuff. Some news to start off the top before we get into the show. Chat, the Royal Rumble entry contest has started. All you have to do is say, I'm in. And then you're in, because the drawing happens a week from Sunday on WTR Sunday night. So do the thing, enter, tell a friend, tag a friend. There's Twitter post about it. All that fun, happy stuff. The spots are filling up. So get yours today. I think that's the... Oh yeah, we did a fantasy draft last night. You check the podcast out now, level where you get your WTR podcast. That's the housekeeping.
I'm just going to go ahead and congratulate you on your victory now.
I don't know about that one. I think the wheels got to win this one. Honestly.
Nah.
I don't think I got it this year. This season.
We'll see if you got it this year. I think you do though.
I don't. I think Casey gets it, maybe.
I mean, that would be nice if Casey's won.
We'll see. It all depends. We got plenty of time to see what happens with it. But yeah, that happened last night. But we're live again tonight. Since we weren't live on a Monday, we get to talk about Monday Night Raw tonight, which was a fun show.
We do. Oh, things happened on that show. They did some things on that show.
Which we'll talk about.
Good things.
But anyway.
So we have news that we need to talk about because it's been like a month since we've done news and we should probably do it.
Yes.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
It's possibly. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Leading off with WWE NXT talent Brinley Reese announced that she will be leaving the company. Yeah, or she's already left, depending on when this happened.
She announced her that she was leaving a couple weeks ago. She's been officially removed from the roster, moved to the alumni section this week. So you do the math on that one. So there you go.
It's been that long since we've done news chats. Anyway, best of luck to her as she moves on in her future endeavors. Matt Cardona, a.k.a. Woo Woo Woo, you know it, Zack Ryder is back with the company. He recently re-signed.
He did. A couple weeks ago, he re-signed with WWE. Came together after he appeared as Zack Ryder for the John Cena tour, and then it kind of worked over Christmas. Like, hey, what about coming back? And he was like, woo, woo, woo. But it's who? And it happened to be Matt Cardona. Not as woo, woo, woo. He's always ready. You know it.
I think that's good, though. Like, I think that's really good for him.
He gets to travel with his wife now, so that's always a plus. And then he gets a final run with WWE, which is what he spent the last 4 years trying to do. So he gets to come back and then have a run. We'll see. He's in the tournament to become world champion, to fight for the WWE championship. So we'll see if it works out in his favor and what kind of push they give him. So we'll figure it out.
Hopefully they give him a sizable push, a serious push this time.
It looks like it's going to be a serious push. Yeah.
Not a joke push because, you know, reasons. Because that's what happened before. And I don't think anybody really liked it. So, you know, here we are. But moving on. Rusev has announced that he's opening a new wrestling school in Nashville called the KECH Pro Wrestling. The school's Instagram page notes that it will be open officially on March 1st.
So congrats to Rusev. That's good for him. It's helping the future of the business. More schools like that who teach wrestling like he does should be really good.
It's kind of a weird thing because it's like there for a while, like there were a bunch of schools and little promotions, and then gradually they've kind of all dried up and sort of like disappeared. So it's good to see that somebody's actually opening a school. Like, I know they're still around and everything, but like you don't hear about that many wrestlers anymore opening up schools.
Yeah, you kind of dried up a little bit, but now like Cody has a school and Dustin Rhodes has a school. Now Rusev's going to have one. Natty's running a training the dungeon in Florida with TJ. They're all kind of trying to
Bailey's
back a
stuff.
Little bit. Bailey ran a camp, and it wouldn't be surprised eventually she'll run a school.
I wouldn't be surprised at some point if Bailey just doesn't run NXT.
I don't know if she'll run NXT, but she'll probably work at the PC at some point.
Like, that's kind of how I see that one going. But if she opens her own school, that's awesome too.
Yeah, she'll be doing something at some point. I would expect her to open her own school because I would assume she would do West Coast. Because I would think Natty would have East Coast covered. You could do West Coast with Bailey because that's where she's from. So, but that's years away.
That is, in fact, years away. Moving on, we have Netflix is now going to be the U.S. home for WWE's premium live events, at least the library, starting in... or at least prior to September 2025. This includes WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and the Royal Rumble, as well as award-winning documentaries and original programming. So basically, Netflix is getting all the Peacock content. That's what's happening.
No, that's incorrect. They're getting the PLEs.
Most of the Peacock content.
They're getting the PLEs and documentaries. They're not getting the archive. They have access to the Raw archives, but they're not fully up. And Peacock still has SmackDown archives.
Which I would expect to move this year. No,
I expect them to stay for the simple reason they still USA still has SmackDown, and they have next day rights to SmackDown. So I expect them to stay for a little bit longer. It may end this year, but I expect it to be there for a while. Raw is going to be on Netflix. And it's again prior to September 20, 2025. So everything since WrestlePalooza is on ESPN Plus or ESPN Unlimited in the United States, because that because the ESPN app Unlimited has it going forward. Yeah, so like ECW has no home at the moment. WCW has no home at the moment. They're going to be putting stuff up on YouTube at some point, but right now PLEs are exclusive. The library is now on Netflix.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
All right, moving on, because we were talking about ESPN. ESPN and WWE are extending their partnership into college football by rolling out fan-driven experiences during the college football playoffs. Coming to Miami on January 16th at a joint WWE and ESPN fan activation at Miami Beach, at least the convention center, is a custom CFP National Championship title belt, which features co-branded elements and designs inspired by the host city, Hard Rock Stadium, and 136 diamonds for each FBS team. The activation will also include a custom experience in which fans can create their own entrance and walk out along a football-inspired path with music, lighting effects, smoke, and props similar to WWE or their favorite college football team.
Sounds
That'll
fun.
Be fun.
Title belt is so-so, but the... but...
yeah...
having WWE involved with ESPN and promoting college football playoffs is a cool thing. It's a fun fan experience. If you're down in Miami tomorrow, go out and check it out. I would assume it lasts through the weekend, headed into the football game on Monday, one assumes.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, it should be fun. So go do your entrance in Miami. Have fun. Go see the national championship game if you're down there and can afford the ticket, I guess. I don't know.
I know, right?
But again,
they're just a tiny bit expensive.
What is cool is the belt has the college football playoff stuff on it. It has ESPN and WWE logos on it. Like, that's great brand synergy right there. You can't ask for it. You can't ask for anything bigger for the brand. Get it out there.
Ding. Netflix has announced that Rollins will be a part of the broadcast team for Skyscraper Live, an event where climber Alex Honnold will attempt to climb the building at Taipei 101 in Taiwan on Friday, January 23rd.
Yeah.
May Alex make it to the top in one piece and not fall. Please be okay, Alex. Please be okay.
I mean, it's cool for Seth Rollins. He gets to travel all the way over there to go watch this the big event.
I think what we're seeing, and this is a very curious thing to me, is we're seeing Seth starting to set up post-WWE life, right? Like, he's opening that next avenue for himself. Like, Becky's going into acting, and Seth is going into broadcast. Which, honestly, if they could give Seth a job for one of the football broadcasts, I think that would be, like, ideal for him.
I think that's eventually his goal, but he has a goal with the... Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. He's had this year, so it's been good for him. He's to dip his toe into like being an analyst, and he did Christmas or something with Netflix. He was there too, and with him being hurt, he's able to do some of these things. And again, it's doing stuff with partners. Netflix is the big partner for WWE. The NFL Network kind of is because it's being taken over by ESPN, which is a partner of WWE. So there's ways to get him involved. And with them no longer running weekend shows, being on the road as much during the week, he's able to do other things. Again, brand awareness. That's all these things are, which is great.
Yeah, and it's a good thing for him because he can kind of see what he wants to do and what he wants to be. And like, because, you know, as Seth, because I think, honestly, at some point we're probably going to see Seth pull like a Randy or pull a Roman where he's not around as much, right? Like, he's already kind of like, again, with the reduction of schedule, it's already kind of like a part-time thing, right? So they're not traveling as much, but he could start traveling even less, especially during football season. And it could be something that, you know, he maybe does half and half, sort of like what McAfee does, right? Like McAfee does college, and during the college season, McAfee's kind of not really around. But for Seth, that could be the same thing for pro, because they could also transition Seth at some point to the commentary team if they really wanted to, or have him be like an analyst or for WWE or any number of things. Like it's curious to see that side of him.
Yeah, it's cool for him. He gets to do things he loves. So
good job, Seth. We're proud of you. Let's see. And last but not least, for WWE, Fanatic Studios will create a number of projects, including an unscripted culinary series with WWE superstars Jimmy and Jey Uso that will be distributed across WWE's YouTube channels and social media platforms.
That's cool.
What are they making?
We'll find
what
out.
What are they cooking?
But yeah, so Fanatic Studios is going to be doing a lot of things with athletes for this type of stuff. And for WWE, it's Jimmy and Jay are going to be the top stars to launch it for them. I think they're doing stuff with Tom Brady and stuff like that for other Fanatic series. So have fun with it. And again, another big partner of WWE launching a studio. You get Jimmy and Jay as part of it. Eat on the table. Have fun with it.
I saw Strowman's show got picked up too.
It did.
For second season.
Which is good.
So good for him.
So we know when SmackDown will go back to 2 hours.
Moving on to AEW, Alex Abrahantes, Matt Taven, and Mercedes Martinez are no longer with the company, which is a little sad.
None are shockers. None are really used. Mercedes has been around, used in over a year. She says this will be her last year in wrestling, so...
God damn, that makes me feel old. I remember when she started.
There you go.
I feel so old. Like, Tina's retiring. All these people are retiring. You're like, fuck, I feel so old. In congratulations, though, the Rascals have signed with AEW. In fact, AEW had a number of signings that they announced last night, didn't they?
They announced the Rascals. They announced the Dorada or something. And one of them that's been signed for months, apparently, that they just announced. So, you know. And the couple of them they announced are like joint signings, so it really wasn't much. It's where they're working both AEW and CMLL. So.
Okay. All right. But congratulations to them. That's awesome news.
It is.
Viral internet sensation Brandon Does Everything, now known as BDE, signs with TNA Wrestling.
Yeah. He's a big YouTuber. He does a lot of... He used to, probably as much anymore. Did a lot of content for WWE 2K stuff. He's been trying to become a wrestler. He's worked some shows for the last year. He's done some stuff with TNA over the course of the last few months. Officially got a contract.
So good for him. Congratulations. I hope it works out for him.
Yeah.
Daria Ray and Elena Black have both signed with TNA Wrestling, so congratulations to them. Daria Ray will be an on-screen authority figure known as The Suit.
So the deal with that is Daria Ray, the former Sonya Deville, signed with TNA, is going to be like the counter opposite of Santino, who is also an authority figure for TNA. He's kind of got some stuff going on, personal stuff with his daughter and stuff, so he can't focus. So they brought her in as the counterpoint. She played out the babyface role, then turned immediately into a heel. So
honestly, I think this was best for her.
It was, but it was a great turn. Like, this company doesn't need you, and points at Santino, and she gets booed out of the building, which was great television. And then she announced at the end of the segment, Elena Black signs with TNA, the former Cora Jade. They're boosting up their roster.
And what's good about it is they can bounce back and forth with the partnership.
I mean, they could. I expect them to stick directly with TNA, I would assume. Just for now.
Oh, probably, yeah. But they could.
They could, but I expect those two specifically probably not to cross the line, as it were.
Not for a while, no. No. But it could happen. Anyway, moving on. Nick Nemeth, Jody Threat, Cedric Alexander, and Mustafa Ali have all re-signed with TNA, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, a lot of TNA contracts were up, so they're signing new talent. Resigning some old talent. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Fill a roster. Now that you're on an AMC.
So congratulations to them. TNA No Surrender is scheduled for Friday, February 13th at the Pinnacle in Nashville, Tennessee. A live episode of TNA Impact is set for March 5th at the GICC Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. And finally, TNA Sacrifice will take place on Friday, March 27th at the Arlo Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. Arlo Rio, is that how you say it? Arlo Rio Center, maybe.
Maybe.
But I don't know. They should be on sale soon.
Go to TNAWrestling.com for more ticket information.
Ding. And lastly, for TNA, the Inspiration have officially wrapped up with the company. They lost the titles this evening live on the show. And they will be heading out of TNA to Destination Unknown.
Who knows where?
Could they be coming back to WWE? Could they be retiring? Could they just be going out on the indies? Who knows? But stay tuned to socials.
Or they could be all elite.
They could be all elite. You know, the all elite could become iconic.
Very inspirational.
It's entirely plausible. But the Blame Rinse?
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So B-Fab is out with a concussion.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Meechan is unfortunately out with a shoulder injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
And Sheamus is also out with a shoulder injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Sheamus had surgery for the shoulder, so he'll be out for a bit. Not sure about Meechan, but she got banged up on the holiday tour. Same with B-Fab. Meechan got hurt, and they used B-Fab as a replacement, who then also got hurt, unfortunately.
Sorry to hear that all three of them are hurt.
It happens,
but may you all recover and be back. What's really sad, though, is, like, I was actually thinking of, like, picking Sheamus last night.
Well, you see. Like,
what it happened was. I haven't seen him in a while, though, so I don't know what happened to him.
He's just been on the list.
That dreaded list. So may they all feel better. So with that, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw. And we'll let you know what happened on the show. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're a monster.
I can swallow a bottle of alcohol in a feel like Godzilla. Better hit the deck like Zakartilla. My whole squad's in here walking around the party, a cross between a zombie apocalypse and Bobby the Brain Heenan, which is probably the same reason I wrestle with Mania Shady's in his bitch. I'm posse up. Consider it to cost me a costly mistake if they sleeping on me. The hoes better get insomnia. ADHD, hydroxy cut, Hesta Kabasi. In AA with an AK melee, finna set it like a play date, better vacate, retreat like a vacay mayday. This beat is cray cray, Ray J, H A H A H A. Laughing all the way to the bank, I spray flames, they cannot tame or placate the monster. You get
in my way, I'm a fan. And welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And well, it is a Thursday night, but we're going to be doing the Raw post show because, well, Raw was in Europe this week and we're not doing the recap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. No, we're live to do it now.
Before we get into Monday Night Raw.
Uh-huh.
Dixie Carter was on the premiere on AMC and got booed out of the building.
I mean, respect to the people that booed her out of the building and respect to her for showing up. Like, that's all I can say.
I mean, that's great to invite her to the show. That was great because they're in Dallas, so she's in the area and stuff. So that's funny. They brought her out. And then she had a stare down with Bully Ray. Because if people don't remember, one of the big infamous moments was when she was running wild as the heel authority and then in TNA and whatever, Impact. And then Bully put her through the table. Like, that was the big moment that happened. So it was a nice callback to have Bully Ray stare her down, and he was cheered and stuff, and yeah, they hugged. But she got booed out of the building. Like, with all the things you expect to show up on that show, I was not expecting Dixie Carter. But hey,
yeah. It
happened. It's wrestling. It's 2026. Dixie Carter showed up on television for the first time, I would say, in a decade.
I was going to say, yeah, like, she got bought out, and that was, like, the end of her. Like, they cut ties, and as I recall, that was not a friendly parting of the ways, if I remember correctly. So it's nice that they could reconcile.
Yeah, it was nice that they could reconcile, so that's what counts. But anyway, Monday Night Raw. It was a good show.
It was a very good show. It was very entertaining. Like, from top to bottom, I thought it was good. I think the biggest relief that I got from it was honestly the stuff that they did with Gunther and the fact that they're rebuilding him out of the Cena stuff, and they've started doing that. Like, I know they had started it, but this was like the definitive, okay, they're really doing the thing this time kind of deal, you know?
Yes and no. Because there was controversy in how that match ended. We'll talk about it here in a minute. But let's talk about how the show opened, because they're building the tag team division. As the new champs came out to open up the show, and immediately were interrupted by Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez. Liv talked about how she never lost the tag title, so, which is true. She never lost. And it was brought up in the ring that you didn't, but Roxanne did. And you know who else won a tag team title shot? Lyra and Bayley. By the way, they're overseas. They were in Germany, which means, of course, they sang for Bayley, which she cued them for because they were starting to do it. But they got loud to sing for her. And Rhea's like, we're ready for challenges, so let's do the thing. And then the Kabuki Warriors showed up, pulled Rhea and Io out of the ring. All four teams brawled. Good start to the show. Champs stood tall at the end, but, you know, it was a good start to the show. Setting up what's going on with the tag division.
It shows how many teams they have, and it was a really strong grouping.
Big stars.
That it's like, hey, yeah, big stars, big names, and there's a variety. It's not just like two teams. There's multiple teams that can all vie for the titles, and everybody wants some. Everybody's hungry. Everybody wants those titles. So Rhea and Io definitely have to watch their backs in this because they got a bunch of people coming for them. Like, it was a good opening segment.
And it set up a three-way, Liv and Roxanne taking on the Kabuki Warriors, taking on Bayley and Lyra to become number one contenders for the women's tag team titles. It was a good match.
This is fun.
It was. Liv and Roxanne came out with the win. I liked the finish. Lyra thought she had them beat. Kairi broke it up. Liv made the blind tag and then was able to get Kairi toss Roxanne out, I believe, and then they've hit Oblivion for the win.
So,
good finish.
Very good finish. Very entertaining. But they weren't done.
They weren't done. It would be Liv and Roxanne taking on Rhea and Io at a Saturday night's main event.
It will. But the Judgment Day had a big night.
Judgment Day had a big night.
At least the ladies of the Judgment Day did.
I mean, they all had a big night. We'll get to them. Because Raquel Rodriguez was being interviewed. She's out there with Michael Cole on the ramp. She's always felt like she would be a world champion. Michael Cole's like, why did you attack Stephanie? Raquel's like, go ahead and feel bad for Stephanie, but that won't stop her until she gets her title match. Stephanie comes out hobbling to the stage. Referees are trying to hold her back. Raquel got taken to the back by the producers, so nothing would happen. Stephanie's talking to the camera and talked about this won't stop me. This won't stop me. Me and you are going to fight. And then Raquel returns and attacks her from behind. She knocked her down, took the belt, and started beating her with the belt, which ended up actually breaking the belt.
We need a new belt. So, good thing budgets just got approved and, you know, stuff just got, you know, refilled because we need a new belt. I don't know. It feels like they're moving Raquel out of the Judgment Day a little bit.
I think they're trying to highlight. I don't think they're moving her out. I think they're just trying to focus on
her. Have her be the singles act.
Yeah, let her be the singles act right now as the big big challenger for whenever Stephanie is healthy enough to defend said championship.
Do we know what happened there?
No, but it's not bad since she's, you know, working on it.
And, you know, taking shots from a title belt with it.
But it's enough where it's probably limiting what she can do in the ring as it heals. It might be like she could just sprain her ankle and it's needs a few weeks to just rest. Though flying to Germany is probably not great for said, you know, healing. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, she'll get through it. It'll be fine. She's tough. She's tough. She'll get through it. Here's the thing. I'm sure if she wasn't supposed to be doing what she's doing, they would tell her not to do it. They would be like, no, honey, no, you don't get to do that. No. Like, they tend to be pretty careful around that stuff. I think Cody was kind of like the only exception to that. And even then, that was questionable if they really should have let him do that.
Yeah. Becky aired a promo complaining that Maxine gets a rematch she gets a match within 2 weeks. It took me 2 months to get a rematch. But it will be Becky versus Maxine one last time in Ireland for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Maxine was hyping up, you know, talking with Otis and Tozawa. She's like, she's disappointed, but she proved that she belongs. And, you know, she became champion because she finally believed in herself. And I think it's time for them to do the same. And she's going to break Becky's ankle next week. Solid.
Maxine was very intense good way. Like, she did a good job with the acting, like, and they zoomed right up in on her. Like, she said, I'm going to break your ankle with her whole chest.
She did.
Like, she was like, I'm going to mess you up. Like, it was really well done for a promo. Like, I was impressed. I was like, good for you. I like how she's kind of evolved from, like, being that timid sort of side chick to like what she is now.
Yeah.
It's like, own that shit, girl. Own that shit.
Javon Evans, Bravo, had a match. Javon Evans got the win. You know, very interesting maneuver was hit that used to belong to some other wrestler. I couldn't tell you who, but whatever it is in Spanish kind of just made out to said big strong boy in English, whatever that means.
I don't know. but do we maybe need to have a spot of tea?
You may.
With it? You know, because where there's a big strong boy, there's generally a bruiser weight.
Which will probably be Javon's next opponent.
I mean, it was good. It was nice. Like, Javon made TV, which is always awesome because, you know, his debut didn't. And we all have feelings about that. But it was a good match. I liked the bit at the end where they cornered him on the announce table and he was able to fly over him.
Yeah.
And kind of get away from him, which was good. So I have to say this. Cause they showed the trio walking into the arena, and I can't remember if it was this week or last week that they showed it. They they need to tell Kaiser to not be so cunty when he walks. Like, honey, you gotta take that stick out of your ass if you're gonna be doing this. Like, you can't be doing the Kaiser prissy walk. Just, unless that's the point. I don't know, though, but, like, he was walking. I'm just like, oh, honey, no, don't be so prissy. Don't do it. Don't. Because you could tell. You could tell right away who it is. We all know. But, like, just based on the way that he was walking and he was, like, pulling down his cuffs. Like, it's basically Kaiser Wilhelm in a mask. We all know this. But he was just emphasizing that it's him in a mask. Which, I guess, whenever Gable comes back, they'll fight over it. I don't know. It could just go away.
Eventually. It'll work. It's a work. And it works in AAA, and that's what matters. So, there you go. Jay was backstage on the phone with his brother Jimmy, and then Otis and Tozawa showed up, and they're like, you know, everything's happy-go-lucky, but they want a peace. Jay's like, you sure about this? You sure? Otis made the serious face, and so it's like, looks like Tozawa and Otis will get a tag title shot maybe in the future. We'll have to see.
I hope so. And I hope they kind of like repackage them a little bit and give them something a tad bit more than what they're doing right now. Because I think the issue with that group is they kind of finished the feud with Gable and then they were sort of lost for a really long time. And they didn't really know what to do with them. And I know Otis had some personal stuff, I think, happen in between there, which is totally understandable. But like that group has just kind of been adrift. And with them pushing Maxine sort of as a singles, you need to find something for Otis and Tozawa to do. So I think if you can start building them as a serious tag team, all the better for them. Because otherwise they're just her muscle, which they could be that too. But I think at this stage, you have to refresh that gimmick. You have to refresh that group. You have to do something with it because it's just the roads run out on that, basically. They have nothing else that they can really do with them. Unless you're just going to take them back to feuding with Chad Gable again, which nobody, I think, really wants to see.
We'll see. General manager Adam Pearce was backstage and saw Paul Heyman. He's like, where is he? Pearce assumes Brian Breakker's going to show up with bad intention. Pearce told Heyman to tell Breakker just to go home because he wasn't in the mood. But the rest of the Vision were in action.
This should be titled, Adam Pearce's Not So Great, Very Bad Night.
Bronson Reed Austin Theory took on Penta and Dragon Lee. Penta returning to the ring since being injured. Good match between the two teams, but it got interfered with when Bron Breakker came out and speared Dragon Lee. He charged down that long aisle away and just speared Dragon Lee.
God, he speared the shit out of him.
Then speared Penta in the ring. He was setting up for another spear. Adam Pearce got in his way. Pearce just yelling at the top of his lungs. He's just bickering with Bron Breakker. And as all this is happening, Bronson Reed hits the tsunami on Penta. Pearce then gets in the face of Bronson Reed and starts yelling. And then Breakker hits the spear on Dragon Lee again. Then Adam Pearce spun Bron Breakker around and told him he was tired of his shit. Breakker then grabbed Adam Pearce by the collar and backed him up in the corner. The Vision's trying to hold Bron Breakker back. Adam Pearce is just yelling at him. Paul Heyman is trying to apologize. Breakker tells him to kiss his ass. You have Logan Paul's telling him, you made a mistake. You messed up, man. You made a mistake. Then we're backstage. Bron Breakker is Adam Pearce is just red in the face and kids up in the Bron Breakker's face. And you know what? You're suspended indefinitely. And they're pulling him away. Paul Heyman goes up to Adam Pearce and told him that was a very big mistake. Pearce says, damn right it was. Thinking that he's agreeing, but no, I meant for what you did. You put your hands on Bron Breakker first. And Adam Pearce was like, you could see it in his face, he was like, shit.
Fuck.
Did I just fuck up here? They did this perfectly, suspending Bron Breakker, having him just cause chaos. This was the visually of Pearce and Breakker yelling, and then in the background, Bronson just hits the tsunami. That was tremendous.
That was just cinema. That was my single favorite thing from the show. How they shot that, how they did that. That was just beautiful how that was all handled. I loved everything about that shot. Like, it sold the chaos of the moment in the most wonderful way possible. So bravo to the WWE production team for that, because like that was fantastic. But yeah, the whole segment was great. everything from the stuff in the ring to Braun just coming out and spearing the ever-loving fuck out of everybody to the backstage stuff to Pierce just like taking his tie off in utter frustration. Like, you know it's serious when Pierce takes the tie off.
Yeah.
Like that was a great touch with that.
Yeah. It was all well done.
So bravo to them, because this was a highlight for me. Like, that was really all just perfectly great.
So backstage, Finn Balor is playing video games. Liv walked in. She was talking about how they're getting a title shot soon. And what about you, Finn? Why are you playing video games? Kind of setting him up for something. So the world's heavyweight champion CM Punk came to the ring. He said the fans are not going to get tired of him being their champion. He says he plans on being champion forever, but he acknowledges, just like his friend Cody, who lost the belt on Friday, and he feels like he could do anything, though, with their support. He said they're on the road to the Royal Rumble Elimination Chamber as they get going to WrestleMania. He beat Braun Breaker last week. Now the vision is in his rear view mirror. It's time for him to do champ stuff. And so set his sights on the next challenger, and out walked Finn Balor, who was like, I'm not waiting for the Rumble or Chamber. I'm not asking for a handout. But when you became champion, you said to all these people you want to face, you said my name. He said it was over 2 months, said Punk. And Balor was asked why it takes so long. He said, yeah, I see you playing video games, worrying about Dom and trying to help JD or shining Liv's shoes. Punk asked if he would face Finn Balor or Balor and the Judgment Day. He's been doing that for a while, fighting with the Vision. He doesn't want any of that. Punk's like, I mentioned your name because I was a fan. I'm a fighting champion. I'll put my boots on tonight. We'll have a match right here tonight. Finn just stands there and goes, I've been around long enough and know the timing of everything. And you don't have to worry about Dom or JD. And I've watched your career and how you took advantage of having home field advantage. And well, next week, Raw is in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Next week, we'll fight. And there will be a new Irish World Heavyweight Champion. Punk accepts. He apologized to the fans in Germany who wanted to see them work. But he also apologized to the fans in Belfast when they'll have to watch him put down their countryman and put them to sleep with the GTS.
Is it wrong I want Balor to pull a surprise upset?
I mean, anything could happen. I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens either. But just to have Balor, like, pull the surprise and actually, like, get the win, that would be really cool. Because the segment was fine, but it's like, Finn's kind of another one that he's just sort of been coasting for a hot minute. And, like, he has a role in the Judgment Day, but he doesn't really have a role in the Judgment Day unless they want him to be, like, a shit starter. And then that's kind of when they do something with him. So otherwise, he's just like the leader man of Judgment Day, and they don't do much else with him. So I think this would be good for him in a lot of ways, because he'll get to stand out on his own and shine, and he'll have a fantastic match with Punk. Like, that's assured, because it's Finn and Punk. Like, you can't go wrong there. But I would love to see the surprise upset. I seriously would. Just because it's, oh shit, they put the title back on Finn. Because Punk can always get it back. Like, there's If the plan is to have Punk be the champion at Mania, then, like, you can always have Punk get it back at any point in time before Mania. They have plenty of runway on that.
They do have plenty of runway on that. Just like Cody losing the belt. Who knows what happens on the road for his road to WrestleMania, since we got 3 months to get there. Congrats to Mike Santana for beating Frankie Kazarian and becoming the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Let's go.
Your main event on Monday Night Raw was AJ Styles and Gunther. Hell of a match.
A lot of time.
It did.
So much time.
And rightfully so. Actually, only 18 minutes. Yeah. But it felt longer than that. It was a really good match. And a controversial finish.
Yep.
So, AJ, the story of the match, AJ was working over the leg and for the calf crusher. He locks it in, and Gunther taps out on AJ's ass, where the referee could not see it. AJ felt the tap, breaks the hold. The ref didn't see it. He's arguing with the referee. This gets Gunther time to get up, hit the low blow on AJ Styles, drops him with a powerbomb. 1, 2, 3, Gunther wins. I don't know how I feel about the finish with the tap out, but it worked.
They're trying something, and I don't know if it's completely working. Like, you had Gunther with, like, the missed tap out, and, you know, obviously that makes him a hypocrite, because his whole thing is, oh, I tapped John Cena out and John Cena's a bitch for it and blah, 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 blah. And then Gunther taps out. But nobody sees him, or the ref doesn't see him tap out. And so therefore it doesn't count. It's kind of a la when Taker was heel, like he was doing the heel biker thing and he had never been tapped. And then he like tapped out and then like he was like doing the whole, oh, I didn't tap thing. Kind of like what Becky's doing too. So like, it's all right, I guess. I just kind of wish they would move on from it. Like, if you're going to have AJ tap Gunther and have it come out of nowhere, right? Like, don't make that the central part of the story.
We'll see. Which will probably lead to another like, Gunther-AJ match at some point.
Yeah, like, it should be that Gunther just does not respect AJ, and Gunther sees AJ as easy pickings because AJ's on his way out, right? Like, AJ's done. So Gunther's like, well, since you want to leave, I'll go ahead and help you leave. And then AJ's like, eh. A little bit more fight left at me. Not quite done just yet.
Not yet. It was a good show. Good episode overall.
Very entertaining. Enjoyed it a lot. Looking forward to next week. It should be fun.
It should be fun. And we'll be reviewing Raw next week live on the Rack.
That's right. But that does it for us. So you've got stuff to plug. So plug away.
Saturday night, it's CB Radio. 11:30 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, it's WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we just said, Raw post show. But we'll talk about Monday Night Raw next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rack. Rack Radio Show and all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, just search The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and on our social media pages, just say, I'm in. You'll be part of the Royal Rumble entry contest, which the drawing happens on the 25th, so 10 days from now on Russell Talk Radio as we gear up for the Royal Rumble, which is a little over less than 3 weeks away, maybe? Yeah, 2 Saturdays away, something like that.
It's rapidly approaching, guys.
We're getting there. They said last week there when Nikki was on last Friday that we were 100 days away from WrestleMania, and I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code Rock and Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. Epic Game Store. When you buy South Park, Dumb Ways to Die, Back to the Future. I don't know. There's so much.
Whatever else is in there.
There's so much more coming. Adventure Time's in there now. Buy it all. Hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LensWard, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/LensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.